This is his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says his committee hearing would center on responsibility, integrity, and accountability. Republicans are focused on the alleged anti-Trump bias in the Mueller investigation. Mueller said he would not talk about how the probe initially began and strongly suggested he would not go beyond the report he filed. He also cited what he again called systematic and sweeping Russian actions in the 2016 campaign. Under early questioning, Mueller repeated what he has said before, that President Trump had not been fully exonerated in obstruction of justice. Democratic strategy is to highlight sections of the special counsel report to put those words on the record and make Americans aware of negative findings about the president in a report people have generally not read. Included in those findings, evidence that President Trump had tried to get the special counsel fired. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani on what may lie ahead.
As special counsel, Mueller spoke publicly just once, saying 2 months ago his report speaks for itself.
I would not provide information beyond that which is already public.
For Democrats who figure much of America never read the report, just having him testify is a win.
What the impact will be on the country, I don't know.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff's panel will get second crack at Mueller after the Judiciary Committee kicks off roughly 5 hours of hearings. Even if Mueller doesn't say much, they hope to highlight what they say were President Trump's most egregious actions. He says the entire day is pointless, falsely claiming Mueller cleared him of obstruction and collusion.
There's no nothing. They're wasting their time.
Still, the president admits he may watch parts of the hearings, and Democrats hope much of America does the same. Sagar Magani, Washington.
From Washington, this is VOA News. Former Chinese President Li Peng, who declared martial law just days before the brutal crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations in Beijing, has died. He was 90.